From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. A proposed sand mine in southern Utah has stirred tensions among Kane County residents since the county and the city of Kanab agreed to sell water to the project this summer. Some residents feel like their representatives have overlooked their concerns and that the future of the aquifer they depend on is at stake. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
The city of Kanab sits at the base of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument and the Arizona Strip. It's a dramatic landscape of red cliffs and canyons crashing into high desert grasslands, the kind of place where if you're driving around on back roads and turn on the AC, clouds of dust come shooting out of the vents. But that doesn't bother Kirk Heaton.
Well, it's going to be dusty for just a minute, David.
Heaton grew up here, and his family's been ranching on this land, which sits just beside Kanab, for five generations.
This next tree down here in front of us is where my dad's homestead was.
His family is part of a Stockman's group, which has long relied on water flowing out of the Pipe Springs National Monument.
Why don't we get out here, then?
Sure.
But Heaton says things started to change a few decades ago, when new wells were installed to create a stable source of potable water for future development.
This pond used to be full all the time. Now we can keep the trough full and a couple of horses in here, and that's it.
Heaton, who also used to be a Kane County Justice Court judge, says only one of the monument's four springs still produces a meaningful flow. The aquifer that supplies Heaton's ranch sits just next to the one that Kanab relies on. He says they're very similar, and he's worried that what happened here could repeat itself with the frac sand mine.
I'm not convinced that that isn't going to happen over there. In fact, I think it will. And if it's a local aquifer, I think it'll be quick.
Heaton thinks that city and county officials didn't do enough to understand the mine's potential effects before they agreed this summer to sell water to Southern Red Sands, the company proposing the mine. And he's not alone. The state engineer's office has received 43 protests and letters of concern against the city's application for the project. They've come from local residents, the county's largest employer, Best Friends Animal Society, and even the federal government.
Hey there.
I'm nice Cass. To meet
you. Cassidy Bromley is the chief of resources and research at Zion National Park.
We monitor a lot of water rights in the area, and it's not very often that we write formal letters of concern. We have to be fairly confident that there is some potential to have an impact.
Bromley says the park gets its water in part from an aquifer adjacent to the one the mine would draw from, and that there's not enough research out there to know definitively that drawdown from the mine wouldn't affect the park's springs.
Groundwater is complicated. It's hard to measure. It's hard to see. It can occur on really long time frames. So we're just using an abundance of caution to protect a really important resource to the park.
That's why the park will be partnering with the United States Geological Survey to better answer that question. But Bromley says it's not certain the study will be complete before the state engineer has to make their decision. Best Friends Animal Society has commissioned a study, too. The sanctuary hired Dr. Kenneth Colm, a former professor at the Colorado School of Mines, whose specialty is modeling hydrogeologic systems. He analyzed the aquifer underlying Kanab and determined that the mine could deplete the city's wells in as little as 10 years if it uses the full amount of water it's purchased. Southern Red Sands has said that because of the current market, their facility will only use one-third of that amount. Mike Noel, the former state lawmaker and current executive director of the Kane County Water Conservancy District, says the concerns are overblown and that the community needs forward-looking leadership.
If I went to my board and said, hey, we're going to run out of water here in about 10 years, they'd say, yeah, I guess we need a new manager. I've got to be looking to the future of where the water's going to come from.
Noel says the water the district will supply will be diverted away from agriculture and won't constitute a new draw on the aquifer. And that even if there is a water shortage, the water that people drink always gets top priority, so no one's in danger of going thirsty. And he says it will be worth it to get new jobs in the area and generate hundreds of thousands of dollars for the city and the county. But for people like Kirk Heaton, the future of the city's water is too important to roll the dice.
If you're the proponent of change, you bear the burden of proof. Someone's got to prove to me that it isn't going to impact us.
The final decision is left in the hands of the state engineer, who will be holding a hearing on the matter sometime next year. David Fox, KUER News.